Good afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Today we're going to be musing about developing a personal philosophy. when confronted with the question, "Do you understand?" Do I understand what, you may well ask? At the root of everything we think and do sits our personal philosophy. It is a product of life experience and a mental construct by way of which we make sense of everything in life. No such philosophy is ever perfect, however. So to be truly useful, a personal philosophy must be fluid and able to evolve. If we ever think it does not, then it becomes crystallized and fixed. We may think it still serves us when in fact it has devolved into a personal dogma, which in turn, instead of facilitating growth, inhibits it. Absolute certainty about anything is an illusion, because for every question we answer, there are a dozen new questions. How many examples can you think of where experts have in fact been found wanting in their understanding? When it comes to understanding life, we are all students and will forever remain so. A philosophical reflection that I have found useful is this: I should either understand or be seeking to understand. No other condition of being is tolerable for any great length of time. If I feel resentment, anger, fear, depression, resistance, or any other negative emotion, then it is because I do not understand. Understanding facilitates growth in all areas, but is particularly important in relationships of every kind. To understand another is to be able to relate better to their needs, while at the same time respecting one's own. To serve, and not merely work, requires an understanding of how all things are connected. With such thinking, success, for example, is not something we seek for ourselves, but rather it is something we set out to help those around us to experience. When we adopt this approach, success comes to us rather than having to seek it, as we have been taught to do. And built into this process is the full realization of how the success of others affects our own success. So the process, in turn, strengthens the ties that bind us all as a human family. In today's world of instant everything, we often find ourselves having to deal with instant judgment, which is usually wrong or at best only half true. To confront a personal injustice with understanding frees us from the turmoil of the typical reaction of defensiveness resulting in indignation, resentment, or worse. Negative reactions actually cause more harm to ourselves than to anyone else. There are many techniques around for dealing with contentious situations, but understanding is not about any technique. It is about operating from a more enlightened position. It takes time and not a little study to arrive at such a position. So where does one start? We start with what we have, with where we are right now. The next step is internal. To turn our thoughts within and really ask some serious questions about ourselves, how and what we think, and how we arrive at our conclusions. For example, am I perfect? If not, then how can I expect anyone else to be so? Do I know all the facts? If not, then how can I pass judgment? Am I being truly scientific, or does opinion rule my decision-making process? Is my reality the only one that is valid, or has it just become so precious to me that I can't or am unwilling to change and evolve it? Until we are prepared to challenge our own thinking, we will not be able to rise to a higher and more expansive understanding. Having a strong foundation is necessary to sound judgment, but what we should be using it for is to build a stairway to greater understanding. Change is the only constant in life, and we either initiate it or we are forced to change when it happens around us. But change without purpose is mindless action. So the only change that really matters is that change which evolves our understanding of who we are, why we are, and where we are going.
Thank you.
for listening. We'll be back next week.